As long as one is not completely convinced about the inconceivable plan and arrangement of the Lord, one will always be disturbed in the mind about the varieties of situations and people that one comes across in one's life. Every one of us have our individual karma and destiny that drives us in a particular situation and makes us face different kinds of people and circumstances and situations in life. But in all those circumstances, how we respond is very important, because this plays a very vital role in chanting of the holy name. Because a person with a disturbed mind is constantly going to find his mind hooked on to the worries, and his mind constantly absorbed in endeavoring to seek out explanations to the inevitabilities around him. Inevitable is inevitable. That's why in India there's a famous slogan which often people use in that Gita Sar. Jo hua, accha hua. Jo ho raha hai, accha ho raha hai. Jo hoga, accha hi hoga. But these statements can be true only for a person who is fixed in the association of devotees, not for those who are outside. Because in the association of devotees and in taking the shelter of the holy name of Krishna, whatever happens to us is for our good. Because we are in the right company. And whatever circumstances Krishna is putting us in is ultimately meant for our purification, to mold us and shape us and bring us back to our original nature by purifying us. And we have to be convinced of that. Otherwise, most of our chanting time will go in seeking out explanations. Why this happened to me? Why he said that? Why the circumstance was like this? We can always see in our life, whenever there is something going on in our life, that becomes a prominent subject matter of contemplation during chanting. Somebody has a job interview, somebody is going to get married, or somebody has to go abroad, or somebody has a disease, one has come to know recently, or somebody had a money loss. So these are things which occupy a prominent portion of our mind, and they don't let us fix our attention on the holy name. They just drag us away. And why we become dragged away? Because we take control of our lives, not letting Krishna take control of our lives. These are all inevitabilities in our life, for which there is a perfect explanation which only Krishna knows. Just like in an embroidered cloth, when a lady is doing embroidery, you see the back side of the cloth, it will all be a big mess. And no one can give any explanation to that. You don't even know why is it like that. But you see the other side of the cloth, you find a very beautiful picture of a rose or some picture. Similarly, from our point of view, what appears to be very confusing and foolish and meaningless and an impossibility, from Krishna's point of view, it's a perfect plan and design made to purify us and bring us back to Him. Only we have to be convinced of the truth. If you are convinced of the truth, mind will be completely calm. Calm, cool and collected. And mind will simply take shelter of Krishna. Just like a child, especially a newborn, young child, very peacefully takes the shelter of the mother's lap with eyes closed, with complete faith that I don't have to ask about what about tomorrow. Whether I'll get my food tomorrow, whether I'll get blanket for the winter season, I will get some air condition for the summer season. The child doesn't have to worry. So that type of childlike faith in the mother will come only when one has a firm faith in Krishna's plan in this world. And that only can make the mind calm. If mind is calm, it's very easy to focus on the holy name. And also one should have a firm faith that the holy name is so powerful that even if something wrong is happening to me, if I chant the holy name will take care. whole name will do the needful to set right the situation. Actually, there is nothing of setting right, but even if it has to be set right, only whole name can do that. So one has to have that firm faith, because Krishna has changed the destiny of so many people who took his shelter. So one should have that firm faith in that. Anyway, we cannot change what's going to come in our life. And even if we want to change, that is possible only when Krishna wants it. So why not take shelter of the holy name? So that is true intelligence. So we have to realize this fact, what we are talking, as time progresses. If you really want to gain some attention in the chanting of the holy name, otherwise everyday chanting will be like a, you know, it will be like a race. We may be chanting the holy name and our attention may not be there. Because we are constantly taking the role of a karta. Karta ahamiti manyate, Krishna says. Then we are simply connected with the three modes. And the holy name, we are not allowing the holy name to take effect in our heart and purify our heart. We are just like sometimes a naughty child doesn't allow the doctor to put injection. He keeps running around here and there. And the doctor tries his best, you know, giving chocolate and making him sit and giving pampering words, and still he escapes sometimes. Similarly, despite Prabhupada has offered us prasadam, a nice association of devotees, chanting, dancing, ultimately to administer the medicine of the Yeneshi Aushadhi Maya, Nashi Baru Lagi, Harinama Mahamantra, Ravatumi Magi. Ultimately, the goal is to give that injection. And when that injection comes, we try to escape by allowing the mind to wander here and there. Unless we take the injection of the holy name, we cannot purify the heart. We have to be convinced of that. That's why when the mind is wandering here and there, we should pray, my dear Krishna, you are in charge, you are in control of everything. Nothing moves without your will. Not a blade of grass can move. Then why am I so foolish? As if I am going to control my future. As if I am going to control everything in this world. Let me just give up, hand over everything to you. And you take control. And let me have a peaceful mind to focus on the holy name. Harinam Prabhu ki.